are enjoying Reverend Millie's Witty Ditties, Volume 1.
Millie the Hillbilly was a girl you all might know, raised up in the mountains in about 10 feet of snow. Her father was a farmer who worked hard all his life. Her mother was a lady who stood by him all through strife. Her dad used to play his guitar, and he'd sing and stomp his shoe, and Millie would sing right along because she was country too. Her mother kept on smiling, though the times were really hard. And Millie, she was famous for her pie crust made with lard. Millie's skirts were out of feed sacks or clothes someone threw away, but nothing nasty about her family would Millie ever say. The years have come and gone now, and she's raised her family, and the lessons that she's learned in life has really set her free. She's learned life is everlasting for a kitten or a man, and love is all that matters anywhere in any land. Millie is no longer a hillbilly, but her heart remains the same, 'cause it was in the mountains she learned to play life's game. Got my brand new suit of clothes, got a bath, smell like a rose. But as I went out the door, the rain began to pour. Complications, complications. Put my boots upon my feet, grabbed my saddle for a seat, buckled to my horse real tight, it began to buck and fight. Complications, complications. Grabbed a good book and went to bed, made sure my body was well fed. This is full comfort without doubt. But the light bulb, it went out. Complications, complications. Got my paycheck and come home, heard a ring, it was the phone, and then my husband said to me that he won't be home, you see. Complications, complications. Then I said to the Lord above, why is it me he doesn't love? Then the voice come back to me and says, this is just the way life must be, with complications, complications. Things could be worse than they really are. Complaints just slow you down. You can't get very far. But if you'll turn them around and see the other side, you'd find blessings there that are too big to hide. To tell of your accident means you must have lived through. And to say you have work to do means you must be able to. Complain of a door that squeaks on its hinge is all right. Tells you have a corner when you bed down at night. To complain about what you hear or what it is that you see, but without sight and hearing, in more trouble you would be. So next time when we growl and complain to ourselves, let's take the book called Blessings off of our shelves. Let's learn from our lives, let's enjoy the gain, let's keep busy counting blessings and diminish the pain, 'cause we're preparing for a life where the joys are supreme. And we'll only remember this world as if it were a dream. Seek out the moments when all seems right, when the moonbeam shines and the stars are bright. Find each little second of the feelings divine, when I can find joy in your good and you can cheer for mine. When a baby first walks or turns over in bed or amazes the family when the first word is said. There is so much good in this world of ours that we should glow inside like God's own stars. Living with politeness is all God asks of us. Being thankful for what we have and not to complain and fuss. We sometimes act like children that have been given everything and still want for more and more without a praise to sing. To honor God by reading the Bible, so as to know truth about creation is a great way of saying thank you and helps to build better relation so that you can live in freedom of fear and guilt and hate, because God will always understand you, and with open arms, He'll wait. Alert and Alive is the name of a smooth ride, and asleep at the wheel can give you a dive into the pool of despair or a bumpy road that will make your life a heavier load. When you stay alert, the assistance pours through. Angels help you decide what you want to do about a career or a marriage or buying a car so that in your life's game, you can be the star. But of course, the final decision is all up to you. The angels will never tell you what you must do. They'll also help you give out all good, help you fill your gas tank and check under the hood. So for a smooth running life in your car named Flesh, just savor each moment. Don't move with haste. And the angels will help you if you stay alert. Your life will fill with pleasure and a lot less hurt. God, tell me what you want me to do. Whatever the job is, I'll see it through. What? Feed your hungry? Feed your sick? Well, send me the money. Better do it quick. Oh, I must start by giving mine away. Well, how will I live and how will I play? Oh, you want me to fix the neighbor's car? Well, God, that's going a little far. He has never done a thing for me. So I think that's hardly fair, you see. Oh, you want me to smile when I'm feeling blue? Well, that's an almost impossible job to do. Because if I can't show my dismay, who will try to take my pain away? I can't help someone else when I feel sad. Why should I want them happy or want them glad? Yes, Lord, I said I wanted to work for you. And yes, I said show me what to do. But I thought of something like heal your sick. With your one short zap, I could do it quick. Or to give a message and say it's from you, so I can be the boss and tell people what to do. Let me speak about you on nationwide TV, so everyone would listen in awe of me. Or give me a light that's oh so bright that the moon no longer needs to come out at night. But feed your hungry, fix the neighbor's car. Well, Lord, that's going a bit too far. Let's put off till tomorrow and not do it today. This is the story of my life, and this way I'm going to stay. I've left many things awaiting for a later time to do, and when I go back to do them, they've all been done by you. As the grass was getting taller in the backyard by the fence, I thought it could grow longer, but you let it get you tense. The house, it needed cleaning. But I soon slowed down my pace, 'cause you can chase dirt all your life, and when you die, it gets thrown in your face. So relax and sit beside me. Procrastinate a little while, and you'll see why I'm wearing a procrastinator smile. Self-control and peace go hand in hand. Don't fuss and fume like burning sand. A march for peace won't do any good if you're not controlling yourself like you really should. Peace must begin with you and then spread out. It must come from within. And this is true without a doubt. Weakness brings anger, and anger brings pain for the person who can't handle their own self-reign. Peace can't remain where there is no control. If you can't control your anger, you'll slow the growth of your soul. Feel jealous and see how peace goes away, 'cause whatever you want won't remain or stay. Feel jealous of a mate 'cause you want their love? They'll slip away from you like a hand from a glove. So control that feeling when it first shows its head. Control those feelings and you'll fill with peace instead. How about the feelings of fear, the counter side of peace? Pull tighter to God and help fears release. Vengeance, do you ever feel the burning desire of that? It can knock you off balance. Yes, you'll fall down flat. but control yourself. Be the ruler of your throne. Fill your castle with peace, and you'll have a heavenly home. Money, movies, own your own home, catch every ball game that was ever shown, books and research, what's your claim to fame? Singing, dancing, walking in the rain, being the one to climb the highest peak, catching the biggest fish in any creek, owning a store with the racks filled full, being so supplied you own every tool, 1,000 acres of grain, a building 30 stories tall, and you can feel proud you own it all. Yes, there's so much here that is so grand, but it doesn't measure any real great size of man. Just remember the gate to heaven is very small, and one small word surrounds it all. That word is love, and without it in action, you'll not have a key to open the gate a fraction. To enter into the joy divine and have the feeling so sublime, just open your heart and let the love flow, and in through the gates of heaven you'll go. Do you often complain because you get wet in the rain? Or a song is no good because it didn't rhyme as it should? Or the rich is too rich, or the poor much too poor? The water's too cold and there's a squeak in the door? The roof seems to leak and the dog won't stay tied? Your children learned to talk and now they've just lied. The weather's too hot, the weather's too cold. The sweater you wanted you find have been sold. You've been praying for something that you didn't get. Your life feels like a bother and you just want to set. There are those that do and those that do not. And the right to make your choice is often forgot. But to pass up a chance to remove a complaint is an opportunity missed you can't cover with paint. We say, what can we do? I can't straighten life out. I can't stop the rain or change the earth's route. But let's say to ourselves when we get this kind of thought, let me come back to me, because it's me I have got. And just as a tall building begins with one brick, let's stop just our one complaint and let's do it quick. This may not change the world, so we have it our way. But this can help adjust you so you have a great day. But to stop complaining doesn't mean stop looking for right. So you build and enhance and brighten God's light. No matter how old you really might be, it's not the age of your skin that all will see, but the maturity within that gives a stir. That maturity we all call character. So when we're teaching our children to read and write, let's teach them to be kind, not to pick a fight, and to have self-pride in all they go through so they can build character of all that they do. Sometimes our teaching falls a little short when we teach that making money is the only sport, because the measure of all that will occur is a measure that we call character. What does your future hold for you? If you really knew, what would you do? Would you buy new clothes for this body of man? Or would you say, I'll make myself happy and get all that I can? But what if the future said, last day on earth? Would you count up your money to see what you're worth? Would you go out to drink and party all night, or drive to the mountains just to see the great sight? Would you hell and damn because your life would be done? Or would you feel your game of life over and you have won? Would you just think of yourself and your journey ahead? Would you think of loved ones and how they had hurt instead? Sometimes we plan more for a trip coast to coast than to plan for a trip that really matters the most. How nice it would be if we'd all begin to know that our trip for tomorrow is where we want to go. And the only luggage we need is the luggage of love that can fill the hearts of others as we watch from above. No gasoline for your engine, only love for your tank. So if your trip is tomorrow, it's yourself you will thank. Besides, the very best move to help you enjoy every day is to be glad for each other as you give love away. Do remember to plan for your future days to be bright. Pack your luggage with love. and you'll be all right. Bought a lemon? Thought it was a rose. Salesman said it was a peach. Said it really goes. The color was so beautiful, the seat so really soft. But when I tried to make it go, it hardly even coughed. The salesman said, "Don't worry, miss, it's just a little cold." I can tell he really wanted to ride his ticket sold. The next thought that he gave me was the winner for sure. He said the great gas mileage was 40 mpg or more. He said the money I could save by buying this little car could feed my children and my dog and carry me so far. He said the safety features were best man has ever known. It was then I really noticed how in my heart the car had grown. I felt I really couldn't pass it up, and my impulse was to buy. And that's the reason now, you see, I just sit right here and cry. Salesman said it was a peach. I thought it was a rose. But it's just a lemon. Yes, it's one of those. Like a bird on wing with a homemade song, toward your dreams, choosing right, not wrong. As you move along in your daily life, do you remember the good or do you remember the strife? As you walk along in your body of clay, do you listen to your talk? Do you hear what you say? Are you expressing more negative and speaking less good? Or are you speaking kindly, as you know you should? Or are you letting you be robbed of that precious time when you have the chance to let your light shine? And negative thoughts can dim your light and pulls your clay body up so nice and tight that the circulation can't flow in an easy way, and your clay body begins to struggle and to fade away. But if your thoughts are bright and you see good all around, your life force flows free and your body more sound. Yes, a clay house gets cracks and gets its share of tears, but positive thoughts help you enjoy healthy years, because positive thoughts feeds the body the food that puts all into balance and makes all life good. Courage to say no when the time is right. Courage to back off or to join a fight. Courage is needed in a time of despair. We can help give courage when the need is there. We need to allow ourselves to speak out and say, God needs me to give this love away. And as God watches my every move and thought, I'll give credit to God for all I've got. So next time we get a chance to speak up for divine good, speak up with courage. Angels will help. They have promised they would. You take yourself with you wherever you go. So, one person in this world you better know is you. Take a look at yourself and find what's there, because that will be with you any place, anywhere. So check yourself out. Do you like what you see? It's the person inside that can set you free. We mope and we moan about the way we are treated, and we feel sometimes as though we're cheated. But you can get away from your mother, brother, or wife, but you'll be with yourself all through your life. You take yourself with you wherever you go. So the one in this world that you better know is you. God created all the colors on the land and on the sea. God created trees and grass and even you and me. Imagine how the plan was laid so thorough and supreme, perfect in the planning of such a glorious scheme. The sun to warm the days, the moon to light the night, the rain to make the rivers run so sparkling and so bright. So let's show that we're thankful for all the work that's done. And special thank yous to our God for sending us His Son. reach out with your love. Don't stand and wait. Love won't come to you just by fate. Walk into a room and say, I'm glad I'm here. I like you. I hold you dear. You'll feel the warmth of friends by the score who will be so glad you came through the door. So reach out with your love. Don't just stand and wait. Love won't come to you just by fate. Your Heavenly Father says to you each day, what is it, child, you want? Just set a goal and move ahead. I'll give you all I've got. You can have the rainbow and lots of sparkling dew. You can have the gentle showers and the flowers too. But you must begin to set a goal and then to make a plan. And I'll be proud to watch you grow into a woman or a man. I'll give you eyes to see the goal and a mind to help you through. But the love that fills your heart, my child, is really up to you. Many gifts are sent down from up above, and each gift is filled with God's comforting love. A tap on your shoulder, a light shining clear, is telling you that the angels are near. Yes, quick as a flash, they will be by your side. Your needs and your wishes from them you can't hide. They'll be waiting to help you do your best. And they never get weary, they don't need to rest. They find you a place in the city to park or comfort your heart when things seem so dark. They'll help find you a job when going gets rough. And they'll never get mad or storm off in a huff. They will be understanding in all you do, and in the work of life, they help pull you through. Angels are a gift from God. If you'll just be aware, they'll show you in so many ways that you're under God's care. When I am an angel and watching the earth, I'll pick me a baby from the time of its birth. And I'll watch it with love and send guidance when I can and see that tiny baby grow to be a big man. When I am an angel, I'll see when he falls and try to keep him from building up walls against all the goodness that God has in store. Because of his alertness, he won't miss a door. And I'll see him succeed, go right to the top. Oh, he'll make some errors, but he won't have to stop. When I see any negative being put into him, I'll say, little fella, just lift up your chin. I'm right here with you, just one breath away. You don't need that negative on such a nice day. It seems mankind likes to give each other a scare. Like, oh, you don't live in California. Why, there's earthquakes out there. Or the earth plane will tip on its axis someday. Or you'll all be drowned. You'll be washed clean away. Or the devil will get you. Or the Lord will strike you dead. When we really should be thinking of God's love instead. Oh, when I'm an angel to just one man on earth, I'll say, just use your instincts. It's the right of your birth. Through this, he can begin to talk to those near, to give love, not destruction, give guidance, not fear. Get rid of the dogma that just carries pain. False teachings will only hold him back like a chain. When I am an angel, I'll just help him learn. So he can advance as it is his turn. And I'll feel the joy as he grows from within, and his soul swells with light, and his new path begins. So when I am an angel, watching and showing I care, I'll hope that you each will try to be more aware. When I am an angel, sailing high and free, please look up and listen, and right here I will be.